Arabian aromatics have powered the religious life of the pagan Roman Empire, but when that empire converted to Christianity and no longer needed frankincense for worship, the incense trade was dealt a massive blow, contributing to a collapse in the Yemen economy. Local gods, like Talab, disappeared, perhaps because they were no longer delivering the promised prosperity. Suddenly, in the 370s, offerings to traditional gods just stop, and their place is taken by other gods with a wider, universal reach. These are the religions of today. Within the next couple of centuries, the rulers of Yemen shift from Judaism to Christianity to Zoroastrianism, and finally, in 628, to Islam, which has remained the dominant religion of Yemen ever since. Gods like Talab no longer stood a chance. But some elements of Talab's world did live on. We know, for example, that like many Arabian gods, he was venerated through pilgrimages to his shrine. The religious historian Philip Jenkins of Pennsylvania State University is fascinated by elusive survivals like this.
There are aspects of the old pagan Arabian religion which do live on into Islam and into Muslim times, especially in the practice of the pilgrimage, the Hajj, what goes on at Mecca. Muslims would absolutely reject any pagan context. Obviously, they frame it in terms of Abraham and his story. But probably the events of the Hajj closely recall what would have happened in pagan times at that center.